extending the Healthy Indiana Plan has been one of my top priorities since I joined the administration in February. Frankly, I thought that was a pretty tall hill to climb, given the environment in Washington surrounding the Affordable Care Act. And I continue to believe that in the early stages of our negotiations, I watched and saw no other waivers coming out of CMS. So we approached it with high determination, but concern, knowing that this was a big job. I have to say, though, what we really want to give credit to is CMS, the agency responsible for administering these programs. We really appreciate their willingness to work with us collaboratively. We explained to them the importance of reaching certainty during the month of August so that our current members in the Healthy Indiana Plan would have some understanding of what their future for health care held. And CMS embraced that deadline along with us. And as we worked through numerous phone calls, emails, and the meeting in June, we could always sense that CMS also had placed a priority on this. So we are very happy to have worked together with them to be where we are today. The governor mentioned that, in essence, the design of this program has remained unchanged, but that there really are two changes that were made. First of all, historically, this program has had eligibility up to 200% of the federal poverty level. However, in the last legislative session, that was reduced to 138%. During the negotiations with CMS, it became clear that really the best alternative was to lower it to 100% so that those folks who are actually eligible for the premium subsidies on the federal marketplace can avail themselves of those subsidies. And then that leaves a few more slots for people under 100% to be covered by the Healthy Indiana Plan. So going forward, we do have a transition plan in place to notify those participants today over 100% so that they can apply through the federal marketplace and receive those subsidies. The other area where there is some change is our ability to manage enrollment. I think as many of you are aware, we fund this program from a state standpoint through the cigarette tax, and those are limited funds each year. So we know based on our projections that approximately 45,000 folks can participate in the Healthy Indiana Plan and still keep it fiscally sound. Historically, the plan has had a cap for non-caretaker adults. It has never had a cap for parents or caretaker adults. And CMS did not believe that now is the appropriate time to place an enrollment cap on parents. So instead, they have included within the terms of the waiver our ability to monitor enrollment, and as we are reaching a threshold where it appears that we are getting close to 45,000, we then have the ability to go back to CMS and very quickly request that we lower the eligibility level below 100% for any new members coming in. That way we will continue to be able to take some additional folks into the plan and keep it fiscally sound. Otherwise, we are very excited and we will be moving forward immediately to begin to make